Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Hey. In the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Emir Tzoshem, we will finish off the very difficult Simen Shin Tes Vav today with the last 1.5 Sifim. And we had begun yesterday's share Sif Yud Beis, which began on Kuf Chaf Dalet Omud Beis, and we'll pick up over there. We'll just read it real quickly again, that which we read yesterday. Hanote Peroches V'chayotzi, but the Mechaber says, if somebody puts up a curtain, Tzorich Lizor Shelo Yasa Ohel B'Shoah Shenote, as you're putting it up, you have to be careful that you don't make an Ohel, you don't create some of it on the top that is an Ohel, not just have the Mechitza. Lefikoch, therefore, Im Hi Peroches Gedola Tolon Oso Shnayim, therefore, if it's a big Peroches, you need two people to do this to make sure that it doesn't get folded over. One person would not be allowed, Avol Echad Osir, for the reasons that I just mentioned. That's what we read yesterday with the Mishneh Berurahs. So we pick up today. V'im Hoyso Kila Sheyesh Lo Gag. If you have this canopy over here that is serving, so to say, as a roof over here to this bed, so then, even if you have Ein Moskin Osar Filu Asar, even if you have 10 people, you're not allowed to stretch it out because we're concerned over here, Sheyefshar Shelo Tigba Ma'at Me'alo Aretz, because it's impossible as you're stretching this out over the bed that it won't be lifted up somewhat from the ground, from the floor, B'Seyoseh Ohel Aroy, and you're going to create over here an Ohel Aroy in doing so. What exactly are we talking about over here? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Memvav explains. Hainu Yuriya, we're talking here about some sort of a curtain, Piruso Milamala Aleza Dover, that is spread out above something over here. The Nases Ke'en Talis Kefula, and it's going to get folded over. It's going to be like a folded over cloth over here, which we said previously, Shebiyarno B'Sif Yud, is not allowed to be done. And we're talking here, even if it has a string or a strand coming out of it from before Shabbos. Dumi de Peroches, which is similar to the Peroches case, the Iribor mi Yikorah, the Tzorch Ladas Ramam, Shealeh Korah Chut mi Bojom, which is only allowed to be hung over here if it has this type of string beforehand, as we explained already 2 days ago, Vachanal in Sifyod. And therefore, here we're not talking about just the vertical curtain, we're talking here about there's a horizontal component to it, a roof component to it, and it's going to be stretched out, at least the tefach, and here we're talking about where it's actually much more than a tefach, it's going to be stretched out quite a bit. The ein lo lamala rochav tefach, if you're not talking here, that it has at least a tefach on the top, then we said already, hello kaimelon demuta leparso lekuliyama kishukarach leochut or meshichu mibojom. Then you'd be allowed to stretch it out over the rod over here, the curtain rod that you're talking about. So here you're definitely going to be creating a rooftop in this situation when you're stretching out the canopy over here, and that's why it is not permitted, even if you have 10 people, even if you have a string attached to it, because you're essentially making a roof as opposed to just a vertical type of a structure, which would not be a problem if you don't have a roof to it. And the Mishneh Berurah explains further in Sifkot Mem Zayin that E.F. Sharp, it'd be impossible over here not to go and lift it off the ground a little bit in doing so and making an Ohel Aroy. Rotz Lomar, the Mishneh Berurah is explaining that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Lelo Neima, we shouldn't mistakenly think or say, Hechosha Kila Ruchava, since this Kila is very wide, this curtain Yuria over here is very wide, and each person is going to take it. You have 10 people. Shekol Echad Yikshor Rak Zovis HaKila Lak Solem. Each person is just going to attach his end. They have so many people, each one can just worry about his own little piece that he's holding on to and attach it over here to the wall. And the Nimshar Emtso HaKila Munach HaLakarka, and it won't raise up the rest of the canopy over here. That will lie flat on the ground or on the bed over here. The Ein Shem Olula, and that won't cause an Ohel. So therefore, he's telling us, Kamash Velan, that even though you have 10 people doing this, it's impossible that it will not lift above the ground a tefach and create this temporary Ohel, which is not allowed, even if you have strings attached to it. This was a very complicated sif. The Bir Halacha brings down the Levushe Sroj, which you can see in Dishu foot number 98, that says, Biur Inyon Zet Tzarich Iyon. One needs a tremendous amount of work to really understand this sif. In any event, we now go to Sif Yod Gimel, the final sif in Simen Shin Tes Vav. Mechaber writes, Beged, if you have some sort of a garment, Sheshotchin al pi hechovis lechasos, and you're using it to go cover up a barrel, and you want to cover up the entire barrel, that's a problem. Lo yishtachenu al pnei kulo mishum ohel. You're not allowed to stretch it out and cover up the entire roof of the barrel over here. Again, you've uncovered the barrel, and you're now stretching out some sort of a cloth over the entire barrel. That's not allowed to be done, because in that situation, you're making an ohel. Ella, what should you do? You have to leave part of it uncovered, And then by the leaving part of it uncovered, it's not considered you're making an ohel over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Memches. Wait a second, the Mishnah Berurah says. You're allowed to put a cover back on a pot. Why are you not allowed to cover up this barrel over here? The Lo Chayshinu, when you're putting a cover back on a pot, Mishum Ohel, Hol Vamechitzos Kvar Asuyos, because the pot walls are already there. All you're doing is returning the pot. And he says, V'ol Kazeh, in, quote, making such an Ohel, Shein Kavonos Elio, you obviously have no intention of making an Ohel over here, you just want to cover up the pot. Elish Rimeel and Aseh, however, the Ohel unfortunately comes about, so to say, therefore, Eino Osor Elo Miaseh Mechitzos Gamkein. Therefore, in that situation, it's only forbidden if you actually make the mechitzos as well. As we've already explained, Chanal b'Sif Gimel b'Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of this simon. Therefore, the reason why over here it's a problem, Yesh Lomar Hoel v'Hakuba Rechava Yosemidai. We're talking here about a very wide barrel. The kuva over here is the barrel. Nasika Oel, and therefore we are concerned that you're making the inside of it something that's usable, and therefore the top part is now an ohel. This is brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of Tosos and the Ran. The issue footnote number 93 explains, in Eino Mishtamesh Ba'avir Shetachtov, if you're not using the airspace underneath this, so then the Chazonish writes, Mutu Lifros Gam Gag Rochav Ma'od, since if you're not really intending to use the inside of this barrel at all, so then he says, you're allowed to go and spread something out over the entire roof, and it's not a concern, even if it's a very wide barrel. Because he says, Tam Isser Asias Oel Rochav, Apel Mechiyetz, because the problem over here in making a wide covering over here, putting the Ohel down, even though you didn't make the Mechitzos, it's only Kivun Sha'ol Rochav Mo'od, Nechshav Hadav Kilu Hemid Gam Mechitzos. It's as if you made the Mechitzos also. Shari Rechokos Hein Zumizu, because they're very far apart, it's a very wide barrel, and therefore by putting down the Gag, it's as if you're making the walls as well. However, if you have no intention of using this avir that's underneath the ohel, he says it's mutter gam lahamid ha-mechitzos. Then you could even put up the mechitzos over here. Im kein ein rochav ohel mosif lisa. Therefore, the width over here of the ohel, that it's very wide barrel over here, doesn't make it osur. In any event, we go back to the Mishnah Berurah now, and he says, therefore, ulufizeh, that which the Shulchan Aruch specifically wrote over here, we're talking about a barrel. It's talking about a very big barrel, a wide open barrel. The issue footnote 94 says, however, if you're dealing over here with a garbage pail, so then he brings down for the Chazonish. It was brought down by his nephew, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shekisui Pach Ashpo Rogil, a regular barrel cover for a garbage pail. Even if it's a very big garbage pail over here, nevertheless, the kisui of that has no concern with an ohel. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, because of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham adds, Dehu adin b'teva rechava sheyesh leo kisui. The same thing would apply with a very large chest or box over here that has a cover on it. In eino kavua betzirim, if it doesn't have hinges on it, also laniach leo b'shabbos, then you wouldn't be allowed to place this on it on Shabbos. For the same reasons that we said over here, it's as if you're making a temporary ohel. But if it's not very wide, then you would be allowed to cover it up. There is no concern with the smaller container with making it into an ohel when you put the cover on. So the reason that we mentioned already, because the walls are already there, the mechitzos are there, and if it's a small opening, that's not considered a problem of an ohel aroi. However, if you're moving this from this place over here and moving it to a place elsewhere, and only over there you're going to cover it up, then also b'chol gadni, then it would be forbidden. In fact, because since by moving it, it's as if you're creating the walls over there, and now you're putting the kisui on top of it, and therefore that would not be allowed. However, the issue footnote number 96 brings down that the Chazonish disagrees, and he says you'd be allowed to metaltel this small barrel over here, this small chest over here. Hare ein ze nechshav ka'amodos hamechitzo. It's brought down in the Shona Halachos that the Chazonish doesn't consider that to be making a mechitzo. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'lochein sarach lizar besudos gedolos. Therefore, based upon what the Mishnah Berurah said, one has to be careful at these large meals, sheminichin shulchanos alchavios. If you're going to put tabletops, so to say, on top of barrels so people will have enough room to sit around at this large suuda, tzrich lizar, you have to be careful, shiyacho yahafoch tzad hachavis hapasuch litzad hakarka, that you have to turn the barrels onto their opening, and therefore the table top will go upon the closed bottom of the barrel rather than on the barrel held in an upright position with its opening over here being now covered by the table, because al tzara sosim yaniach ashulchan, you have to go and put the table on the closed end, so you don't have a concern over here of making an ohel. The issue for number 100 explains from Shlomo Zalman why this is not a problem. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Kivun she evshul lishtamesh mitachas achovis elam ke merimo meyakarka, since you can't use underneath the barrel unless you lift it off the ground, ein ze b'chalal asiyasol, it's not considered an ohel in this fashion. And this was brought down in the name of the Chayi Odom. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Od Kosav, he further writes, the Magen Avraham, the Tish Kestel, what is a Tish Kestel? In Tirgum 1, he brings down, this is a Megeras Shulchan, it means a drawer. So if you have a drawer inside a table, or in some sort of a chest, and you pull the drawer out entirely, Shinishmat Kula min HaShulchan, you take it entirely out, so in Yesh Tefach B'Omechalola, if there is a space, the drawer is deep, at least the Tefach, also Lachzira, he passes, you're not allowed to return it over here. Albeit in Sharet Zion, Os Nun Vav, he brings down that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch disagrees with this. In any event, he says, also Lachzira, Sha'osa Ohel, by doing so, you're making an Ohel over here. By returning it, you now have created an Ohel. In Dirshu footnote number 101, in the very last paragraph, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that L'chol Adeos Mutul Achziro, you would be allowed to go return into a drawer, into a chest of drawers, because the bottom drawers are all already an Ohel, with or without the drawer present, based upon the top drawer. He says the problem over here is only the top drawer. When you remove that one, you've now created an Ohel. This is, of course, based upon this Mishnah Berurah that says you can't do so. And he says, V'chein mita shekorin shlof bank. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, likewise, if you have over here a saf sal shena, that shlof bank means a bed of some sort. Sheish lo kisui, v'einu mechaberes betzirim. It has some sort of a covering over this bed and it is not attached with hinges. Ein lahachzir ole akisui. You can't put the covering back on top of this bed. The yesh b'zeh mishum asiyaso, because when you put this covering on top of it, you're also making an awl. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Mokom in Limchos Bahanoagim Lohokka Bechozeh. This is the Mishnah Berurah's more machmir opinion over here, based upon the Magen Avraham, but he says there are more lenient opinions, and therefore, if somebody is not taking this machmir approach, you shouldn't necessarily protest. The Yesh Lema Mishi Yismochu, because they have those opinions that are more lenient that they can rely upon. Who are these lenient opinions? He says, Heim Das Araiva, the Arashba, Sha'avi Lekaman, Besif Kot Memtes, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in a moment. And also the opinion of the Bach, Ayin Sham. He then tells us further details about this can be found in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel, Al Pi HaChovis, if you go towards the very end of it, the last two lines, he writes, Dehecho de Mechitzosea Asuyos Mikfar, if the bed essentially is made before, and Va'omdos HaMakom, and it's all in its place, to Ein Bechisuyo Mishum Chashash Ohel. Under certain circumstances, you wouldn't have necessarily a problem with Ohel, according to the more lenient opinion that he quotes over here from Tosos. At any rate, let's go back and finish off the Mechaber now. So we said, originally, the Mechaber said you can't cover up the entire wide-rimmed barrel over here. El yoniach ketzas mimen mugulu. You should leave some of it opened up, and then you'll have an oil concern. But he qualifies. He says, Vahani mili kisha kuba. This is only true if the barrel, what's the kuba? So the Ramah tells us, pirish kli, this barrel over here, this utensil, chasero tefach, is not filled all the way to the top. So therefore, there is a tefach space between what's inside the barrel and the top of the barrel that you're now covering up with this cloth garment or whatever it is you're covering it up with. So therefore, you're creating an oil in this space that is at least a tefach. However, if it's filled all the way to the top, avolamein chasero tefach, mutter. If there is no space over here, you have the ingredients of this barrel filled all the way to the top, then you're allowed to cover it up with a garment. The ein kan oel. There is no concern of oel over here because there is no space. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Memtes, Kilomar Shein Maleo. As I pointed out, when we said it's missing a tefach, it's not filled to the top. Dim kain, ein kan oel. Because if it is filled to the top, then there is no oel. However, Ela Shebechaseira, but if it's missing something, Shiesh Miakisui Adma Shebetoch HaKuba Tefach, in other words, when the covering that you're putting down, you're creating over here with this cloth, this curtain over here, and there is at least a space of a Tefach now between the contents of this barrel and your cloth, that is a problem of Ohel. Mishum Hachi Mikrei Ohel. He then brings down the more lenient opinion. V'das HaRaivid Rashba, these great Rishonim that we alluded to a moment ago are more lenient than Bechol Gavne Ein Bekisui Kele Mishumo. They hold, bottom line is, there is no problem with a Kisui when you're dealing with over here Kalim. There is no problem of making an Ohel when you're dealing with Kalim.
I v'hodasu b'gemara l'chasos al kol akuba, that which the Gemara said you can't cover up an entire kuva, an entire gigis, an entire barrel. B'nei shenira k'mishame. The reason is not because of anything to do with oel, because it looks like you're straining it. Why would you put some sort of a cloth on top of this barrel over here? It must be that you're planning on pouring something into it, and it would strain it going through the porous material, and the dregs will be left up on the top. It looks like you're using it for straining purposes over here, and that's why the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do this. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, we should take the more stringent opinion over here, the stamp position of the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ravid and the Rashba, that one should not go and cover up the entire barrel in its entirety over here. And therefore, for a large barrel, Shomayim, for example, it has water inside of it. Unless it's filled all the way to the top, you shouldn't close it off entirely on Shabbos. However, but if somebody takes the more lenient opinion over here, based upon the Ravid and the Rashba, that you can cover up the entire barrel of water, it's not a problem. Because they have the Ravid and the Rashba to rely upon. The Chanal, as we've already explained, Bisov Sif Cotton Memches. With that, we conclude Simin Shin Tesvav and today's shir.